Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Nashville at the NFA meeting, and I'm with Dan Mandel, the owner of Sterling Carpet and Flooring in Anaheim. Dan, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
Good. It's good to talk to you. So I've heard you're expanding. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, how are business conditions with your retail store in Anaheim?
Business conditions have been a little spotty this year. It's kind of been an up-and-down year for us overall. We've had some really good months and some okay months. I think overall it's going to be a good year, but we're not going to see the double-digit growth like we've seen in the past. I think this year is going to be a little more of a slow, steady growth.
All right, so you were the last member to join the NFA, you know, 3 years ago, I think. So that was a good move for you, wasn't it?
Oh, it's the best move we've ever made for our business. The only mistake we made was I wish we would have joined 20 years earlier. It's been a great group. We've gotten so much more out of it than we've given. Just the sharing of ideas, the business practices from all these retailers has been amazing. And, you know, getting to develop these relationships with the key vendors that are part of this group really make it special.
All right. So as I mentioned at the beginning, you're expanding, you're opening another store. Brief, quick history. I know your father, Rich, and John were college friends and had run this one store in Anaheim for a long time. Now you got the next generation coming in and you're pushing them to grow and expand, and you've opened another store, right?
Yeah, correct. So the business was founded in 1962. My father and his business partner, John, bought it in 87. I bought them a few years ago, and you know, they still work with me every day, so I have them there to fall back on and get some advice from. But we sort of decided collectively it would be really good to expand, and it's something that we've thought about for probably the last 5 years, and we finally found the right location. It's going to be a pure retail showroom for us. You know, our store now, we stock and inventory a lot of material. This new store is just going to be a pure showroom, but we're going to be able to pull from our inventory in Anaheim, which is going to be about 30 miles away from our new location in Mission Viejo. We just see a need for it in the market down in South Orange County. There's some really good retailers down there, but we think that we can make a really good presence down there and be a good retailer for the community.
How'd you pick the location?
We looked for about 4 or 5 years. Funny enough, I just happened to call a friend of mine who's a broker down there, and he said, man, this location is going to be fantastic for you guys. And we went and looked at it, and it was perfect. It's right in, you know, Main Street USA, sort of, in Mission Viejo. You get a lot of foot traffic in that area. It's kind of a home improvement area with a mix of restaurants and retail. And I mean, it was just too good to be true. You know, we signed our lease, and we're going to be open within 6 weeks to sign our lease. We were ready to go.
And what size is it, square footage-wise?
It's going to be a 4,000-square-foot showroom. We're going to staff it with 4 salespeople and a manager and kind of go after the pure retail, but also the design community, I think, is going to be really strong for us down there. But also still utilize, you know, our low prices and inventory and reputation that we've had for 57 years.
Mm-hmm. So it's still going to be Sterling.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, Sterling Carpet will never change, just grow and evolve.
Mm-hmm. Well, having a young person, new blood come into a business, obviously, one of the benefits is probably some changes in technology. What have you done in the last couple of years in that area?
Well, I think technology was a bad word in our store for a long time. My dad and John, what I like to say, old school. I mean, and it worked for a long, long time. But, you know, the way the world's moving today, you have to keep up. I mean, all of our marketing's done online. I really try to use the online reviews to generate business. We use a company called Podium that we got through the NFA that's been fantastic in helping to generate more online reviews. Also, we changed our software, went to a Rollmaster software, which we're going to be implementing here in the next couple of weeks. And I think everyone's a little scared, and it's something new, but you know, we're excited. I mean, it's just going to help make us stronger.
Are your crews using the electronic measuring devices?
Not yet. We're going to be doing that with the Rollmaster. Right now, we still do a lot of stuff by hand, but with this new software, we're definitely going to be making the changes.
All right, being Southern California, I've got to think you're competing with some Floor and Decors and some of these big box flooring stores. How do you separate yourself versus them?
You know, I mean, it's just service. Ironically enough, the new store is about a half mile away from a Floor and Decor, and I happened to walk in there about a month ago and just walked around, and no one helped me for 25 minutes while I was there. And they must have had 30 people working there. Just out hustling, out servicing, treating the customer like they want to be treated, you know, doing the right thing. And I think that's what's going to set us apart.
So as far as building store traffic and bringing customers in, is most of your promotion online, or do you still do some traditional?
And I think with the new store, we're going to go a little more traditional. We're going to do some print advertising and some mailers. We like to get in some of the neighborhood magazines are really important, and some of the local high school, you know, football programs and that type of stuff. For as big as Orange County is, it's still got a lot of small communities in it. So, you know, it's being able to touch all those communities and try to become an integral part of it, get your name out there, which we want to do quickly.
How much has your business grown in the 3 years that you've been part of this group?
I'm almost embarrassed to say because I think my dad would be mad at me, but I'd say at least 15 to 20%. You know, we've been really fortunate that we've hit some really good times down in Orange County. I've really tried to make some changes as far as streamlining things more, being a little more profitable, trying to do the right thing when it comes to customers and whatnot, and just building on what my dad and John have always done. And that's just, you know, the customer's king.
Yeah. Well, you know, the family business is the core of this flooring business. So it's good to see a family that's gone to a second generation continues to thrive. Dan, thanks for talking to us. Again, been talking to Dan Mandel, the owner of Sterling Carpet and Flooring in Anaheim. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.